أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تنزل الملائكة والروح فيها بإذن ربهم من كل أمر سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. We read in the previous ayat, the beginning of the surah, that Allah Ta'ala explains the great power, the great blessings, virtues of the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. And that Allah Ta'ala has revealed the Qur'an Sharif in that night. This makes it an extremely great night. That the night is also so great, and the great, great Qur'an was also revealed in that night. And Allah, by way of His great mercies and kindness to this ummah, has kept this night to come along every year. And very fortunate is this ummah that every year we get this night, which generally the ulama explain is in the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, the odd nights, and in most probably most of the ulama have the view that it comes on the 27th night. However, the last odd nights of the last 10 days, we should become more vigilant, and by in any way we should not let the 27th night go past without the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, without extra ibadat on that night. Allah Ta'ala explained then that that is a night which is more virtuous and more greater in every aspect than 1,000 months. And when Allah says more better, we cannot imagine how much more better it is than 83 years and 4 months. Further now, Allah Ta'ala explains what actually happens in that night, a few aspects. تَنَزَّلُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحُ فِيهَا اُتَرْتَ هَي فَرِشْتَ وَالْرُوحُ اُسْمِ. The malaika descend, great amounts of malaika come down on that night, and ruh, which generally the ulama refer to as Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, and they come bi izni rabbihim, apne rab ke hukam se. Allah orders them to go down and spread in the whole world. And all these malaika, wherever they find any person, a believer, engaged in the worship, ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, they pour down Allah's rahmat upon him, Allah's great mercies, and even they shake hands upon that person. And on this night, every mu'min, according to the level of his iman, he feels that coolness and that peace and tranquility in his heart. Allah Ta'ala's great peace and Allah's great mercy and barakat descend upon a person. And every person, according to his iman and to the fervor and to the passion with which he is making ibadat, he benefits from there. So the malaika come down, they spread out in the whole world, and Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam himself also comes down, and they then give these great blessings and glad tidings to everyone they find engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. Min kulli amrin salam, har kaam par aman hai. And they come by the command of Allah, bringing peace in every way. There is great peace, there is great salamati, rahmat, and great barakat that descend on this night. And this tranquility and peace is felt also by everyone. And there are various signs of this night which are mentioned in the Hadith Sharif as well. So this is a very great night, and its virtues and its blessings remain here hatta tatla' al-fajr. It is until the time of dawn, that is Subah Sadiq comes in, till that time this great barakat remains. And they start right from the time of sunset. It isn't only after Taraweeh namaz or so, but right from sunset until the time of Sehri ends, till that time this great change in the system of the world, and people of iman perceive this, that this is a very, very different night, and they feel the difference in their hearts also, and they feel it in their ibadat. So this night stretches, this virtue stretches the whole night. And any and every person in which part of the night he takes his share, he will get his full share. And as mentioned many times by ulama also, we should try to be always making our fajr, our isha with jamaat and fajr with jamaat. According to the explanation in the hadith, such a person is in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala the whole night. That is the lowest and the least we can do. More than that, of course, a person engages in taraweeh, etc. And then how much more he can do, tahajjud namaz, whatever amount, little or lot, but as much as a person can do, this is a chance in the whole year that he won't get again. So this is a great honor and a great bliss and great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon this ummah, and we should try our utmost to take maximum benefit from it. And also we should try and prepare ourselves mentally from well before, even from now. At least we have that feeling that this year I must get Laylatul Qadr. I must make my ibadat in that night. And not only Laylatul Qadr, but the whole month of Ramadan also. The month of Sha'ban will be approaching, which is also a great month. And then the month of Ramadan, which comes in, even a greater month. And as Ramadan progresses, the greatness and the benefits and virtues and blessings of the month keep on increasing right through till the end. We will never get another life again. Every moment that has passed, it won't come back. So we should try and take maximum benefit. May Allah give us all tawfiq. From long before, we should try to be regular with our namazes, so that namazes become easy for us in the month of Ramadan. If we can, we should try and keep nafil rozas also before the month of Ramadan. So when the month of Ramadan comes, rozas are also already easy for us. Now it is just to engage more in ibadat. Otherwise, if we are not regular with our namazes, we are not keeping rozas, then just so much becomes a great great challenge for us in the month of Ramadan, and to get all the extra becomes extremely difficult for us then. So Allah give us tawfiq to prepare for the month of Ramadan. And as mentioned, there are those buzurgs that as soon as Eid day comes, they are already waiting and preparing for the next Ramadan, looking forward to it with great enthusiasm. Unfortunately, we are such, we are just too happy that Ramadan is finished now. And now we can start going back to our old ways. We should mend our ways and look at Ramadan as a great blessing from Allah and prepare for it accordingly. May Allah give us all tawfiq.